Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on November 7th. This year marks 102 years since U.S. women won the vote, but even before the 19th Amendment was passed, Jeanette Rankin of Wyoming became the first woman ever to win a seat in Congress on this day in 1916. A dedicated pacifist, Rankin's first vote as a U.S. congresswoman was against U.S. entry into World War I. Many supported her courageous stand, though others claimed her vote showed that women weren't tough enough for national leadership. Surprising fact, 55 men had also voted against the war. Also on this day in history, in 1944, FDR won an unprecedented fourth term as U.S. president. In 1991, basketball star Magic Johnson announced he was HIV positive. And in 2000, the presidential election between George W. Bush and Al Gore was deemed too close to call. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.